The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
All right, welcome to the HoosierTalk.com podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Meyer, and we're here today with Samuel Miller of Samco Electric Company, based in Terre Haute, Indiana. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing wonderful, Wayne. How are you, sir?
Doing great. So what brought you into the electrician field to begin with? Is this something you like had it as a child?
Yeah, actually I'm a fourth generation electrician myself. So my great-grandfather served in the Navy during World War II. Whenever he came back home, he was interested in this field, created his own electrical shop over in West Terre Haute, and started doing some service changes there. And he moved over to Terre Haute and really took a hold of it and started expanding. So my grandfather worked beside him. You know, my dad worked beside my grandfather as well, and kind of taken over.
Wow. So the whole family's been doing this since World War II. Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. So how did Samco come to be about? Has it always been Samco?
Oh, Samco was established in 2012. Like I said, we had a previous company. It was called Ernie's Electric, and that was a union-affiliated shop. And at one point, my father decided to go a different way, and in order to do that, we had to close Ernie's Electric. So at that point, he established Samco Electric, and I think the name is really fitting. So Samco stands for Sam's Company. So.
Right. And you're Sam Miller...
Junior.
Okay. All right. Didn't know if everybody was Sam. All right. What kind of routines do you do every day that keep your business growing and keep everything active?
All right. Yeah. Well, I definitely get to work early, try to be the first one there. And get there, get things, you know, set up for the guys to come in. That way, right off the bat, we try to start out the day as smooth as possible. Do a briefing on daily assignments, and then, you know, provide any materials or anything like that that may have, and then just get the guys out the door.
Yeah. How does the business look today as it did back when it started? We started Samco, the new company, the new name, back in 2012. You went through COVID. How does that look in today versus back when you got going?
The business has definitely gotten better each year. Since I became owner, I've implemented something new every year. I try to make a point of that. For the first year, you know, I had established company policies, and, you know, I gave PTO to guys for the employees. And like the second year, I created simple IRAs, matching contributions. And then this year, we're big on healthcare, and from the management standpoint, we're also implementing a CRM, customer relation management program. So each year I make it a point to myself to bring on something new to benefit the employees, the company as a whole.
That sounds really good. It sounds like you're really an attentive owner to your employees and everything. What does Samco do? I mean, you're strictly residential, you're commercial, industrial. Where's your field lie at?
Well, the bulk of our work is in residential right now. We are capable of doing commercial and industrial as well. I'm trying to establish our presence as a residential go-to electrician for Terre Haute and the surrounding area. That's been my goal for the last couple of years. We're pretty well at that point. So once I get a few other things tidied up, I'm going to start getting back into the commercial side of things, doing a lot more bids, getting out there in the public eye, and expanding on our capabilities in that asset as well.
So your service area is, tell me where exactly, or tell listeners where.
We can go down, you know, roughly around a 40-mile radius. So we'll go Sullivan, Greencastle, Rockville, Marshall. So really the Wabash Valley.
Yeah, Wabash Valley area. So if I'm a homeowner, and I have what electrical issues would I need to call you for?
Okay, well, yeah, if you have a tripping circuit breakers, you have a fault in it, so you have a problem with the light fixture. You try to turn it on and it just trips the breaker. Definitely give us a call for that. If you hear any type of buzzing as switch or light or have smell of some burning wires, definitely want to get a hold of us.
Now, as a homeowner, maybe I think that I can do some electrical work. You know, what can and can I not do in Terre Haute or Rigo County? Are there restrictions as to what the homeowner can do as far as electrical is concerned?
There are. If you are the homeowner living in that residence, you're allowed to do whatever type of repairs that you want on the premises. You still will be subjected to an inspection and permits, of course. But outside of that, if you're the building owner but you're not the resident, you would be required to have an electrician do your repairs. Of course, if you're a commercial owner, you would be required to have an electrician to do those repairs.
So if I'm a homeowner and I live in that home, I can work on my electrical, but you really need to know your limitations. Because you don't want to be messing around with I think electrical work is one thing a lot of people should just call somebody for, because, I mean, you know, that's some very dangerous stuff.
If you're not comfortable, it's definitely best to do it right the first time.
And what's your favorite part about being a small business owner?
It's the part I love about being a business owner is being able to contribute to the growth of the Wabash Valley. Terre Haute's been growing pretty steadily for about as long as I can remember, it seems like. And I love being able to come up on like a new commercial construction build, whether that be like a restaurant or something like that. But taking part in that growth of the Wabash Valley and be able to drive by it, you know, 5-10 years down the road, and just being able to say, you know, hey, I took part in that project there, and it's made the community a better place.
Yeah, because you guys have done some commercial properties in the Wabash Valley, correct?
Oh, yes. We've done quite a bit of restaurants here and some retail spaces as well.
All right, fantastic. So most of your guys that you hire are licensed, certified employees in the electrical trade?
Yes, certified technicians. We've got some guys with over 16 years of experience as well. So,
right. So if you're in the Wabash Valley and you need some electrical work, definitely get a hold of Sam Miller at Samco. Where are you guys located at?
4110 Maple Avenue. So if you're familiar with the north side of Terre Haute, where Terre Haute North High School is, North Fruit Ridge, we're just across Fruit Ridge on the east side. So right on Maple Avenue.
Fantastic. And how can people get a hold of you?
Our office number, 812-917-4006. You can send us an email, Sam, or info@samcoelectric.net. Or you can reach out to us by our Facebook page and also our
What's your website address? There we go.
Samcoelectric.net.
Samcoelectric.net, and we'll have that on a link on the thing. So, Sam, it's been great having you. That's Sam Miller with Samco Electric in Terre Haute, Indiana. So if you need some electrical work and you're in the Wabash Valley, just give them a call or click on the link.